Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 25. For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. Christian author Timothy Keller has made a compelling observation about Christianity in our society. He says that many in our culture look at Christianity and think to themselves, been there, done that. In other words, from their point of view, they grew up with Christianity, know it through and through, found no satisfaction in it, are bored with it, and have long since moved on. Been there, done that. But according to Timothy Keller, the real problem is that many have become familiar with the trappings of Christianity, but just enough, in Keller's words, to inoculate themselves. As a result, their attitude toward Jesus Christ might come down to something like this. Jesus is nice. Jesus is quaint. Jesus is good for my kids. Jesus makes me feel better when someone dies. And that's about all. If Timothy Keller's observation is valid, if it is true that the attitude of been there, done that is a big part of the cultural air we breathe, then you and I have an important question to ask ourselves. Have we ever fallen into the same trap? Somewhere along the line, has our familiarity with the trappings of Christianity make us think we now have the right to smile that knowing smile, to nod that knowing nod, to sigh and say, been there, done that? If we have, it means you and I have dabbled in the same kind of cultural wisdom that the Apostle Paul describes in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Such wisdom is no wisdom at all. Instead, it's just a lie, dressed up like some world-weary truth. Such lies are toxic and lethal. All they do is put cold, uncaring distance between us and our Savior. Thank God that the Lord Jesus does what He has to do to pull us out of the trap, to shake us up, to call us to repentance. And when that happens, there He is, ready to embrace us in His assurance of forgiveness, cover us in the blanket of His love, and bring us back home. Forgive me, Lord Jesus, when I have used my familiarity with Christianity as a twisted excuse to ignore You. Embrace me and help me begin again. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.